5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're listening to the New World Podcast, Lore Seekers to Aeternum, a show dedicated to Amazon Game Studios' MMO, bringing you both an original story of a traveler and his creation of a company in Aeternum. Join us on this journey of suspense, intrigue, and mystery, seeking lore, life, and the pursuit of all who threaten it. Welcome to Aeternum. In and out of consciousness, you feel yourself being pulled out of the cell, now rubble beneath your unclad toes. Your broken left arm now draped over a man you hear called Ulfmer. You do not recognize this name. It's definitely not a name that precedes the initial push into the woodline from nights ago. With every agonizing step, you are pulled along while hands lay mending your wounds. Whispers of solace seem to put your mind in and out of ease as this third man, Cassius, the others call him, seems to take the pain away from your now burned out eye. Ahead of you, doors slam open, immediately followed by the sounds of clashing metal and board. The grunts and war cries that could only be that of Solace, a coordination of strategy and execution with him and the other he calls out to, this Flick. You begin to piece this all together. If this was truly Solace ahead of you, then the others must be of his console, the legend of which you had only heard through the whispers of the enemy these fortnights. They had other names as well. The darkness called them the light. The words echoed from the enemy in fear only. Even your captor, this Thorb, called them by name. What had happened to Thorb? And who was this Isabella? These questions weigh on your mind in what seems to be an eternity, ensembled by the sounds of tearing flesh and destruction. Cassius's healing continues to mend you as he calls his incantations towards the others. Ulfmer gently places you on the ground, your back upon a wall. You sit, while your eyesight ever so slightly begins to return. And your eyes deceive you. What you behold is otherworldly, and your mind struggles to comprehend. Before you, a giant of a man, his back turned to you, his left arm bearing the weight of a kite shield, his right hand embracing a sword. Cassius, having separated his attention of you towards the others, stands behind Solace, life's staff at the ready. Ulfmer, having just set you down, calmly walks beside Solace, drawing his warhammer. And in the darkness, flanking is the one they had called Flick. And before them all stood a monstrosity several times larger than any one of them. Yet the calm of the console was both breathtaking and haunting. As your eyes begin to strengthen, you make out Thorb exiting the room, and though injured greatly, seems to have escaped the encounter from before. The being was protecting his exit, the console preparing for the battle. Magic and sorcery begin to conjure around the four. Weapons emblaze with runic symbiosis, and the material and spiritual in a dance that preludes the inevitable violence. Helpless, you look around frantically for a weapon. You will not be a spectator in this moment. You have been saved by these four, and your time is now. Placing your right hand on the ground next to you, propping yourself up with your right knee, you find the strength to stand, though only on the one good leg. Cassius looks over his shoulder, makes eye contact with you, and gives one final blessing from his staff. You do remain blind in one eye, but the strength to your leg returns. At the same moment, the Colossus brings the weight of both arms from above his head crashing down, the air in the chamber that of a hurricane, a byproduct of this monster's size, only to meet the face of Solus's shield. The percussion deafening. The chamber doors explode off their hinges, their contents of weaponry and armory are scattered across the floor. The reverberance knocks everyone else down but you. At this moment, the monster's hand still in contact with a kneeling Solus, you somehow remain standing. The others look at you. The enemy looks down at you. And Solus bears a slight grin as he holds the line. Before you is an option. Will you meet the enemy head on in melee combat? Is your aim true at a distance? Will you be behind the line supporting however you can? Whatever is to be, one thing is known. This moment is yours. These are your brothers, and you have been called to join your family. Your eyes lock on your choice. Solus's grin turns to a deafening, "Now!" The console rise to their feet, and you muscle the courage to join them in charge.